Dough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not for a while.
Yeah. Well, I can't knead bread, actually.
Now, the key thing, what I've got some very cheap flour, excuse me, it's Sainsbury's sort of basics range, because we're not going to actually eat it or do anything with it, we're just going to practice with it. It's flour only, strong flour, so it means it's got lots of gluten, and we're going to add water. Now, one of the key things when making bread is that the flour varies in its absorbency rate. So you cannot be absolutely precise. So always hold a little bit of water back and be prepared to add more. There is actually only one main bread recipe. So if you look at all these recipe books and you wonder why some says this, some says instant yeast, some says that, there's only one main recipe, and that is the flour is always 100%, and everything is a percent of the flour. So if you've got a kilogram of flour, your yeast, which is fresh yeast, is 2%. So 20 grams. Your salt is 2%, 20 grams. And the water is the variable between 60, so for white flour, maybe 60%, and then for wholemeal, it goes up to 70, 72%. For ciabatta, it may be 80, 85%. So the water is a variable. So what you want to do is adjust the water content, not add flour to your recipe. Because if you pile loads of flour onto the top or dust it, make it more comfortable to knead, you're going to get a very dry dough. And the dough goes on absorbing water as you knead it. So it should be stickier at the beginning than some people feel comfortable with. And I always put a little bit of oil on the work surface, a tiny bit of oil on my hands, because oil conditions the gluten anyway. And then it makes the kneading easier. There are different ways of kneading. But it should be softer than you feel comfortable with. Yeah, that's the key, really. And you must be prepared to vary the water. Stone ground flour. Not this one, stone ground flour that I use for those rolls will absorb more water because it's the way it's processed, it's got bran in and a little bit of wheat germ. That's why it's creamy coloured. Different times of the year, depending on the wheat, depending on how it's milled, the absorbency will be different. So you've got to be prepared. You've got to basically know what the dough should look like. That's the key to this. Watch your dough, not the clock, not the recipe. You know, and that's where the confidence comes in. Is this dough, does it feel right? Do I need to add more water? If you need to add more water, you dip your hands in a bit of water and add it in that way. Yeah? So you vary the water and not the flour. Yeah? Okay, so we're going to make the dough, we're going to knead it, and then we'll have a break, and then afterwards I'm going to show you the basic sort of shaping. Because those, I mean, the key stages to bread making are first, mixing of the ingredients. Second.